Chapter 2 The Greatest Inventors of All Time. Near Heidelberg in Germany, somebody was once digging a pit when they came across a bone deep down under the ground. It was a human bone, a lower jaw, but no human beings today have jaws like this one. It was so massive and strong and had such powerful teeth. Whoever owned it must have been able to bite really hard, and must have lived a long time ago for the bone to be buried so deep. On another occasion, but still in Germany, in the Neander Valley, a human skull was found. And this was also immensely interesting, because nobody alive today has a skull like this one either. Instead of a forehead like ours, it just had two thick ridges above the eyebrows. Now, if all our thinking goes on behind our foreheads and these people didn't have any foreheads, then perhaps they didn't think as much as we do. Or at any rate, thinking may have been harder for them. So the people who examined the skull concluded that once upon a time there were people who weren't very good at thinking, but who were better at biting than we are today. But now you're going to say, "Stop, that's not what we agreed. When did these people live? What were they like, and how did they live?" Your questions make me blush, as I have to admit that we don't know precisely. But we will find out one day, and maybe you will want to help. We don't know because these people didn't yet know how to write things down, and memory only takes us a little way back. But we are making new discoveries all the time. Scientists have found that certain materials, such as wood and plants and volcanic rocks, change slowly but regularly over a very long period of time. This means that we can work out when they grew or were formed. And since the discoveries in Germany, people have carried on searching and digging, and have made some startling finds. In Asia and Africa in particular, more bones have been found, some at least as old as the Heidelberg jaw. These were our ancestors who may have already been using stones as tools more than 150,000 years ago. They were very different from the Neanderthal people, who appeared about 70,000 years earlier and inhabited the earth for about 200,000 years. And I owe the Neanderthal people an apology, for despite their low foreheads, their brains were no smaller than those of most people today. But all these abouts with no names and no dates, this isn't history, you say, and you are right. It comes before history. That is why we call it prehistory, because we only have a rough idea of when it all happened. But we still know something about the people whom we call prehistoric. At the time when real history begins, and we will come to that in the next chapter, people already had all the things we have today. Clothes, houses and tools, ploughs to plough with, grains to make bread with, cows for milking, sheep for shearing, dogs for hunting and for company, bows and arrows for shooting, and helmets and shields for protection. Yet with all of these things, there must have been a first time. Someone must have made the discovery. Isn't it an amazing thought that one day a prehistoric man, or a woman, must have realized that meat from wild animals was easier to chew if it was first held over a fire and roasted? And that one day someone discovered how to make fire? Do you realize what that actually means? Can you do it? Not with matches, because they didn't exist, but by rubbing two sticks together until they become so hot that in the end they catch fire. Have a go, and then you'll see how hard it is. Tools must have been invented by someone, too. The earliest ones were probably just sticks and stones, but soon stones were being shaped and sharpened. We have found lots of these shaped stones in the ground. And because of these stone tools, we call this time the Stone Age. But people didn't yet know how to build houses. Not a pleasant thought, since at that time it was often intensely cold, at certain periods far colder than today. Winters were longer and summers shorter. Snow lay deep throughout the year, not only on mountain tops, but down in the valleys as well. And glaciers, which were immense in those days, spread far out into the plains. This is why we say that the Stone Age began before the last Ice Age had ended. Prehistoric people must have suffered dreadfully from the cold, and if they came across a cave where they could shelter from the freezing winds, how happy they must have been. For this reason they are also known as cavemen, although they may not have actually lived in caves. Do you know what else these cavemen invented? Can't you guess? They invented talking. I mean having real conversations with each other, using words. Of course, animals also make noises. They can cry out when they feel pain, and make warning calls when danger threatens. But they don't have names for things as human beings do. And prehistoric people were the first creatures to do so. They invented something else that was wonderful, too. Pictures. Many of these can still be seen today, scratched and painted on the walls of caves. No painter alive now could do better. The animals they depict don't exist anymore. They were painted so long ago. Elephants with long, thick coats of hair and great curving tusks, woolly mammoths, and other Ice Age animals. Why do you think these prehistoric people painted animals on the walls of caves? Just for decoration? That doesn't seem likely, because the caves were so dark. Of course, we can't be sure, but we think they may have been trying to make magic. That they believed that painting pictures of animals on the walls would make those animals appear. Rather like when we say, talk of the devil, when someone we've been talking about turns up unexpectedly. After all, these animals were their prey, and without them they would starve. So they may have been trying to invent a magic spell. It would be nice to think that such things worked, but they never have yet. The Ice Age lasted for an unimaginably long time. Many tens of thousands of years, which was just as well, for otherwise these people would not have had time to invent all these things. But gradually the earth grew warmer and the ice retreated to the high mountains, and people, who by now were much like us, learnt with the warmth to plant grasses, and then grind the seeds to make a paste which they could bake in the fire, and this was bread. In the course of time they learnt to build tents and tame animals which until then had roamed freely around, and they followed their herds, as people in Lapland still do. Because forests were dangerous places in those days, home to large numbers of wild animals such as wolves and bears, people in several places, and this is often the case with inventors, had the same excellent idea. They built pile dwellings in the middle of lakes. Huts on stilts rammed deep in the mud. By this time they were masters at shaping and polishing their tools, and used a different, harder stone to bore holes in their axe heads for handles. That must have been hard work, work which could take the whole of the winter. Imagine how often the axe head must have broken at the last minute, so that they had to start all over again. The next thing these people discovered was how to make pots out of clay, which they soon learned to decorate with patterns and fire in ovens, although by this time, in the late Stone Age, they had stopped painting pictures of animals. In the end, perhaps 6,000 years ago, that is, 4,000 BC, they found a new and more convenient way of making tools. They discovered metals. Not all of them at once, of course. It began with some green stones which turn into copper when melted in a fire. Copper has a nice shine, and you can use it to make arrowheads and axes. But it is soft and gets blunt more quickly than stone. But once again people found an answer. They discovered that if you add just a little of another, very rare metal, it makes the copper stronger. That metal is tin, and a mixture of tin and copper is called bronze. The age in which people made themselves helmets and swords, axes and cauldrons, and bracelets and necklaces out of bronze is, naturally, known as the Bronze Age. Now let's take a last look at these people dressed in skins as they paddle their boats made of hollowed-out tree trunks towards their villages of huts on stilts, bringing grain or perhaps salt from mines in the mountains. They drink from splendid pottery vessels, and their wives and daughters wear jewellery made of coloured stones, and even gold. Do you think much has changed since then? They were people just like us, often unkind to one another, often cruel and deceitful. Sadly, so are we. But even then a mother might sacrifice her life for her child, and friends might die for each other. No more, but also no less often than people do today. And how could it be otherwise? After all, we're only talking about things that happened between 3 and 10,000 years ago. There hasn't been enough time for us to change. So, just once in a while, when we are talking or eating some bread, using tools or warming ourselves by the fire, we should remember those early people with gratitude, for they were the greatest inventors of all time.